Donald Trump Jr. on media and big tech hypocrisy. What if I talked about smoking Parmesan cheese? By Christina Wong on July 19, 2021. Donald Trump Jr., son of former President Donald Trump, slammed establishment media and big tech hypocrisy in a speech Sunday at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, arguing they let Hunter Biden get away with things he would not have been able to. Referencing Biden's laptop that was confiscated by the FBI after being dropped off at a local computer repair store, Trump Jr. asked if it was the Don Jr. laptop from hell, would I get the benefit of the doubt? Nah, I don't think so. He added. I don't have time up here to go through the long list of degenerate things. What do you think would happen if Don Jr., in an attempt to garner sympathy for himself, got on TV and started talking about smoking Parmesan cheese? You think maybe they'd have some fun with that? Do you think they'd probably try to bury me with it? He noted that there were also photos on the laptop of Biden smoking crack, the release of which some in the establishment media characterized as Russian disinformation. Well, if it's Russian disinformation, why did they not deny it? Trump Jr. asked, noting that Twitter suspended the New York Post's account for reporting on the laptop. They locked down their account, Google, and that made it impossible to find any of the information, he said. He noted other examples of different treatment by the media and social media towards Democrats and Republicans. For example, he said, for 3 years, Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, claimed there was Russia collusion and that he had evidence of it. I think he would have presented the evidence by now. Was he just kidding? Yeah. It was a lie. Well, is he going to get thrown off social media? He asked. Are they going to be deplatformed or demonetized? No, they will be artificially boosted because they are driving home the narrative. He also noted that the Biden administration froze a military aid package to Ukraine, the same action he said his father was impeached for. I'm old enough to remember like 8 months ago when that was grounds for impeachment. Right? Are we seeing a pattern here? Folks? That's the hypocrisy and the arbiters of truth. 1. Nothing to do with the truth. They are there to fulfill the narrative, he said. He implored the audience at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit to fight collectively against big tech and Democrat cooperation. If we get together and we all fight for the same freedoms for the same causes, we can actually win because they can't take us all out. They're attacking your liberty. That is their religion. They will not stop. They will not falter. And we are not in a fair fight. When you're in a battle and they have a multi-trillion-dollar mainstream media and social media, big tech, all on their side, working for them for free covering up information, that would be bad for the other side. Censoring the hell out of people, such as yourselves who have an opposing opinion who are actually going out there with fact, we're not in a fair fight. So we gotta be out there together. He concluded, but when I see a group like this, when I see a room full of young people who get it makes me realize we can win. So keep going guys, keep fighting hard and we will win. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.